Decapod, the podcast for the Roberts Lab NPRB-funded project investigating the effects of bitter crab disease and temperature changes on Southeast Alaskan tanner crabs.
So what's going on now? You are working on the spreadsheet. What does that look like?
So I just took the tab from Pam's big spreadsheet that has to do with 3 samples per crab. And then I didn't really know what to include or how to organize it.
Where's the
one from Pam?
Yeah, where's everything? I mean, what kind of format is everything in?
So it's in multiple tabs.
Okay.
And this is the one that I think we're focusing on because it's 3 samples per crab. And
Okay. So what we really want to have, this doesn't have to be done now, but, you know, you've done a lot of sheets. I think we ultimately want to have every row correspond to a sample that you have. Okay, so every sample should have its own unique ID, and it can be an arbitrary number. But you could imagine a master sheet having holding tank ID, treatment tank ID, right? Because every unique sample that you, every unique tube you have should have its own record, right? So anyway, I think that's where we want to be eventually.
Okay.
In order to, because we're going to be dealing with this for a while, and that's much more easier to then use like R or being able to sort and find stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, so you've identified a number of samples that you're going to proceed with based on that?
I was going to ask questions about whether maturity should be taken into account. I know we've talked about it before, but then after last week's meeting, Pam said that we should talk about it more.
What do you have there?
So M means mature and I is immature, and there's only mature crabs in the uninfected groups, but she was, I can't remember exactly what she said, but something about how it would be cool to include them somehow.
Okay. There's 3 temperature treatments, right?
Yeah.
And what are they?
Cold, ambient.
And you've got them all listed warm. There?
Yeah, so these are all the colds.
Yep.
And then down is ambient.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Sorry. And then there's only the 3 crabs that survived.
Okay, that's fine. So next week or somewhere in the future, you're going to just go through that list and start, right?
Yeah.
Right?
And I should do all of them?
No.
Eventually? No?
Just do some. Let's see where we are. I mean, ideally, you'd want to get about 4 or 5 that are in each treatment. Does that make sense? So you've got, infected cold, non-infected cold, infected ambient, and all those kind of things. But I think what we decided last week, it would be really nice to get the 3 that correspond to following that crab through the 3 time points.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's much more total than what we originally planned. Maybe not do them, but use this as an approach to extracting.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, you know, if you do a set of 3 and they look good, then that comes in the good pile. If you do a set of 3 and 2 of them look bad, we were talking, you just injected and somebody else pulled out non-hemocytes. I mean, there's just no way to get RNA from there.
Yeah.
But to me, these are the most interesting samples. So kind of work through that, and we'll just kind of week to week see where we are.
Okay.
And just, you know, just go into it and, you know, do about 6, whatever, 9 at a time or whatever. Just
okay.
Do that, and then just follow the procedure. All right?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So we're missing a column of day then, right?
Yes. Yes. So date or sample date or something.
Right, either sample date or, but because samples were taken on 3 different days, right?
Yeah.
Which are?
Like day 9,
yep.
Day 16, or 12. It's written over here.
Okay.
Somewhere.
Yeah, so that needs to be in the sheet.
Okay.
So we need to be able to sort, and then we can ask questions. Okay, so still, I'm trying to understand. This first three rows there, are they the same crab?
Yes.
How do you know that?
The FRP ID.
Okay. That's basically a unique crab identifier.
Yes.
Gotcha.